One last piece of information is that despite the success and the popularity of our homebrewer magazine on CD-ROM, we have not found an editor to be picking it up, to be doing it in my place. So it's very, very likely that we're going to be shutting down the magazine. I have a new job that's going to take an awful lot. It will take a lot of my time, an awful lot of my time, and I will not be having
not
time
in California,
to do that.
Right?
Not in California. No, I'm now with McAfee, the antivirus people. So I'm their the chief scientist at McAfee, and I'll be doing an awful lot of traveling around to different development groups and analysts and different companies around the world. And I've got to draw the line someplace. It's the first line that I've really started drawing, but I need to be successful, of course, in any kind of as any of us go into a new job and ramp up.
At least for
some time being. So maybe the magazine's going to go in dormant mode, or maybe we'll find an editor. There was one of our members here was thinking of it, and he hasn't gotten back to me yet. It's a big job, and I've got it all outlined, and I can talk about it if you have the basic... even a basic interest in doing it, I could talk about it with you. But if you do not find an editor, there's just no way for it to be done. So we're going to probably put it into hibernate mode, and we'll probably be refunding all subscriptions at that point, outstanding issues of subscriptions. So we certainly did prove the concept of the CD being a good and valuable, incredibly content-full resource for everybody, and maybe it'll continue going in some form going forward. But
I'll let it hibernate.
Yep.
Don't kill it. Just let it hibernate.
It's possible, but to be honest, the question was, can the job be split into multiple editors? We actually do have multiple editors. Nancy Feeney, out in who does a lot of our kidding for us out in Michigan.
Walled Lake, Michigan.
Does a fabulous job working with me to be editing and pumping me the more formatted material. But frankly, there's still a lot more to be done with that. And it takes a lot of dedication and a lot of concerted effort. And it's not something that can be put off and put off and put off or done half-baked because it just is not going to be successful. So the short answer is no. It needs a dedicated, driving person that I've been able to play up at this point in order to make it happen. If such a person is available, you know, then you know we can augment that with an additional editor, perhaps. But we'll see how that goes. AtlantaCon is coming up. AtlantaCon 2006. How low can you go? I don't know if I like that too good, but we'll see.
Baltimore has a certain reputation too.
The dates are on the website. The dates are on the website. It's like the end of March. I forgot the dates. End of March, the weekend for it. We have a couple of speakers. We have a theme that we think might be able to happen. We're not sure. We'll have to see. Sorry? Oh, who?
Oh,
we're going to have Paul Shook, Dr. Fetty.
You have it yet?
No, I don't have them reserved yet. But that might be good. Two times in a row since everybody saw him the first time. He was great. 24, 25. Check the website to be sure. So if you can, check out that website, reserve the date, send in your reservation. It's a, per usual, it's a $10 type of reservation, which ultimately either pays for the AtlantaCon kit or pays for your proceedings or pays for the coffee that we all drink during the weekend. It all goes into the kitty. Joe, any other announcements? Does anybody else have any questions or things that they want to mention here? We've talked a lot. I apologize for the length of time, but maybe you found it interesting. It's fun stuff here. John?
Anybody that didn't hear, I've got a box of electrolytic capacitors over here. Feel free to grab all you want.
So John has electrolytic capacitors.
Yeah.
Good.
8,000 mic.
And they're from 1950, so you probably
no.
Need
to... Oh. No, they're from they're from a, they're about 10 years old.
Apply the voltage slowly.
You probably wouldn't want to do that anyway. They're about 10 years old.
Okay. And
a handful of annual CDs, the new issue, the homebrewer. You don't subscribe and want just the last issue. And the New Jersey Crystallizer kit that was part of the Anaheim Masters. So I have about 10 of each of those.
Okay. Also, it dawned on me that we've been receiving a feature or a benefit from the QRP Archie Club. A very nice feature that they have apparently is to be supplying clubs with a complimentary issue of QQ, QRP Quarterly, their magazine. And Ken has been the recipient of that. And what he's been doing is bringing it to the club meetings and has it available over on the side. So if anybody wants those older issues, they're available for a price that's marked on the table. And just see Ken for that. But it's certainly a nice thing from the ARCI people. And we'll probably do the same thing with our homebrewer CDs. Anything else? All right, our normal step next is just to continue with... For those of us who want to continue around and hang and look at projects, if you've heard all these things now, and then go over, get some lunch and hang out and then whatever. But thank you all for coming today. This has been kind of a fun meeting for me. I really enjoyed seeing all of you. I enjoyed seeing the projects and the different possibilities of things that are coming downstream.
Who built that SST over there? Whose SST is that?
It's mine.
Oh, that's a very nice job.
What's an SST? What?